The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, we've got a Facebook Live. So I did a Facebook Live in the last couple of days, and of course, not everybody can watch the Facebook Lives, but the information in those Facebook Live events are really important. So I wanted to share them, and I wanted to get them down as a podcast. And so here is that Facebook Live. Speak soon.
Good morning, everybody. It's Dan Latto. Hope you're well. Today is Wednesday, and it's a nice sunny day here in Spain, which is always nice. And we're going to talk about gustatory anchors. And if you're wondering what a gustatory anchor is, let me just grab my coffee. Oh, I do love a cup of coffee on the morning. Oh, it just sets your day up for having a great day, doesn't it? That, my friends, is a gustatory anchor. The smell of something. Have you ever walked into a room or you've gone somewhere and you can smell something and bang, it takes you straight back to a time when you were a kid. Let's say you know, it's bonfire night and you can smell the fire burning. It takes you back to when you were 8 or 9. You know, those happy days when you were a kid and you had no bills. Do you remember those days when everything was great? Everything was paid for. I saw something on Facebook yesterday and it was saying you could tell when you're an adult when you get a time out, it's something to look forward to rather than a threat or a punishment. So a gustatory anchor then is something that basically, it's something that you smell and then it takes you back to a time when. Basically, that's it. We've got all sorts of different types of anchors. So we've got gustatory anchors. I've got an anchor in my fist. So I've got confidence, playfulness, and what's the other one? It's like a sense of fun. So before I would go live on stage, for example, I'd be sat, you know, you can't see it, but I'd be clenching my fist. I'd be firing off my anchor. Listen to the terminology. I'd be firing off my anchor and I would be instantly feeling confident, and I'd be instantly feeling like playful and fun and powerful. And I feel all those things because I've had it stacked onto my fist. And the way in which we do that is I go back to a time when I felt powerful and confident and fun, right? And so I separate them. So I go back to a time when I felt powerful. So a time when I felt powerful was I scored 48 points in a basketball game in 3 quarters. I could not miss the basket, okay? Stepped over the halfway line, got the ball, poof, took it, swished it. The guy's looking at me, the defense like, can't stop me. 48 points in 3 quarters, felt so powerful, so confident, but I'd stacked powerfulness on that anchor. And then what I'd do is I'd go back and I'd find a time when I felt confident, and I'd step into that time, and I remember feeling it, chest out, feeling really confident, and I'd stack that onto my fist as well. And I'd feel the feelings of being right there in that moment. I'd clench my fist and imagine that the confidence was exuding onto my fist. And then I remember a time when I felt fun and playful, and I'd step into that moment and I would remember what I felt, remember what I saw, hear the sounds around me as well as feeling right there, and I'd stack that onto my anchor as well. And then the next time I needed to go on stage, I'd fire off my anchor and I'm clenching my fist, and I've used it in all sorts of different environments as well. You know, when you need to feel powerful and confident and funny or whatever it is that you need, and I'd fire off my anchor. So a gustatory anchor then is using the sense of smell to set an anchor. So you might be like, well, why would I want to do that in a business setting? So this is what you want to do. Let's say in your business, you've got to make sales calls. You've got to pick up the phone and you've got to make a sales call. Okay. So like really you want to be powerful. You want to be confident. Maybe you want to be playful as well. You want to have confidence in your ability to close the person. You want to have confidence in your ability or confidence in your product that this is actually the right product for them. So what we want to do is we want to, before we get into that phone call, we want to get ourselves into a peak mental state so that when we get into that phone call and look at how my body language is changing, we get into a phone call and we're stepping into our power. Does that make sense? We're stepping into our confidence. We're stepping into our playfulness. We're stepping into our ability to help the person get what it is that they want, because by helping as many more people get what they want, we get what we want, right? So what I've been doing recently, and I would say this is in the last couple of weeks, and it seems to have definitely had some sort of effect, because we're closing business every single day, some form of business every day, which is really good, cool, right? So what we would do, just smell my wrist there. Let's smell that. Now, I know you can't smell it, but I set a gustatory anchor using aftershave. And the one I use is sausage. I call it sausage. I know it's sauvage, but I like to call it sausage. So setting a gustatory anchor, if I'm on a sales call and I close the person and they want to go ahead with whatever it is that we're talking about, then that means I make some money, okay? So for me, what I do is I take the aftershave, okay, and I spray it on my wrist. I've already done it this morning because we've had a, you know, because I'll tell you why we've done it this morning, because we want to have a great day, right? We've not had a great day yet because it's only 8:54 in the morning here in Spain. But I want to have a great day. So I'm setting an anchor of having a great day. So yesterday, for example, we closed some business. We closed two bits of business, in fact. One was quite small and one was quite big. So yesterday in the morning when we closed, we actually closed two small things, one very small, 17 quid, and one for 100 quid, right? Which is great. And then last night we closed a grand, which is great as well. That's not bad for a day, but it sounds pretty good. So in the morning, we take the spray, we spray it on, and we have a good smell. So when we knew that we'd closed that bit of business, it wasn't something I'd done, it was something offline that somebody else had closed and I get commission on. Then we set the anchor. So now I've set the anchor and I'm like, oh wow, it feels really good having closed business, okay? Because I love, my ego is attached to closing business, by the way. So it feels really good. So then I get to smell good, okay? Now I'm starting to feel good because we've closed business. I've set the anchor, and now the anchor of closing business is set to sausage, right? That's why we do it. So now when I go on another sales call, maybe I've got one today. As of now, I haven't got a sales call, unless you guys want to come on and have a sales call with me about whatever it is your problem you want solving, and we can introduce you to the people that can help you solve those problems. But if we were to go on that sales call, you know, my job is to help you find the right person that can help you with your business. That's my job these days. I do some one-on-one coaching as well. But more and more so, we're going into finding people that can help you solve that problem, whatever that problem is. If it's a weight problem, we've got someone that can sort that. If it's a, you know, you need a book written, we've got someone and we'll get you a number one bestseller on Amazon. If it's an income problem and you want to go down and be a property sourcer, then we've got someone who just does that. We've got the same for refurbishment. We've got a guy that does that. If you're doing 100 grand a year already in your business and you want to grow it to £1 million, we've got a guy who does that. So we've got people lined up to help you solve for whatever problem it is that you've got. So we have a conversation, we find out what we need, and we put you in touch with the right people. So, but before I go into that phone call, I want to make sure that I'm operating at my best. I want to be powerful, I want to be confident, I want to be playful, I want to be fun, because otherwise, like, what's the point, right? So, like, I might have woken up in a bad mood, like, you know, on the wrong side of the bed or whatever, right? That's life. That's what happens. By spraying that on, because it's attached to these previous anchors, these previous powerful anchors, then it's more likely that I'm going to feel like that as well. And by the way, the more that we set gustatory anchors, the easier it gets. Okay, so, you know, if you're waking up on a bad mood and it takes a spray and you're kind of out of bad mood, but not quite. Actually, guess what? That gets a lot easier the more that you do it. Like any anchor, let me give you an example. If I had a banana and every time I met you, I poked you in the eye with a banana every single time. After a while, what would happen is you would just look at the bananas and you'd be like this, because you'd be expecting me to poke you in the eye. And after a while after that, every time I turned up without a banana, because I would be the anchor, not just the banana, you'd also be like this, okay? You wouldn't be able to help it if every time I poked you in the eye with a banana. But eventually, over a period of time, that effect wears off, because the anchor is being de-set. I don't know what the phrase is for that, but you're de-setting the anchor, okay? So you've got to keep this anchor going. So look, What I would do is, and by the way, this is not my normal aftershave. So I go, I went out and bought this one specifically for setting this gustatory anchor. And it had to be something that's small and something that would travel with me, which this does, by the way. It's less than 100 mils, I think it is. What I'm really looking for is, you know, those really little micro sprays. So I can have it on me at any time just to set that gustatory anchor. Look, you're already setting anchors. You're already setting them. You remember that song? And that's one song reminds you of your ex. Do you know that song? Right? That's an anchor. It's already set. Why would you want to feel like that when actually you can choose to set a different anchor and an anchor that's going to make you feel really, really good? It's obvious, right? Why not set an anchor? But when you're going into a sales situation, you can spray it and you can feel really good. Nobody else knows, except all men wear aftershave. Most men wear aftershave. If you don't wear an aftershave, buy yourself some aftershave. But most men do it, right? So that's not like it's weird or anything like that. I remember Chris Howard and his anchor, before he'd go into a sales call, his would be, yes! Now, imagine sat waiting in a meeting, going into a sales call, to get himself into the right frame of mind, he's got to go, yes! Imagine that. That's not really going to look very good when he's sat waiting in the waiting room with the receptionist before he goes in to make a sale to a large business. So he had to change it, and he changed his to his fist as well, which is where I'll probably get mine from. I don't know if Crystal sets it like that. I'll have to ask him. But look, what you should be doing right now is go get yourself a smell, okay? Go get yourself a smell. For me, I use sausage. But it doesn't have to be that for you. You can use whatever you want. Start, every time something good happens, start setting these anchors. And don't be afraid to smell them. It sounds weird, and I know it's weird, and I totally get all that. But you setting these anchors will allow you to perform at a much higher level at the times when you need it. Now, don't overuse your anchor, by the way. Only do it when something good happens, and then you can build on that. And if you're going, oh, well, nothing ever good happens in my life, well, that's bullshit. You just need to start making things good happen so that you can start setting these anchors, and then better things will happen as well. All right, I hope that's useful for you. That's me done for the live broadcast this morning. It's Wednesday. Have yourself a cracking day. Go set yourself some anchors, and we'll speak to you in the next video. Let me know what you think in the comments below, and we'll speak to you soon. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.